and welcome to Beyond the Bio. This week is a solo episode. I feel like I haven't done a solo episode for a little while now. So taking the opportunity to talk to you about something new that I have discovered and have been playing around with on LinkedIn. Stay tuned if you want to learn how I discovered LinkedIn newsletters, what I've been doing with them, and what the results have been for me. I recently went over to San Diego to attend Social Media Marketing World. And if you're a regular listener of Beyond the Bio, you will know how that happened. What happened was I had Andrew and Pete, who are the founders of Atomicon, on the show, I don't know, what, 5 months ago? And I'd been wanting to explore with them how they have grown Atomicon to be what it is and where they get inspired, because it's not like any other conference that I've been to. And I really enjoyed it. I've been a few times now. In fact, I've spoken there for the last couple of years and it's been a brilliant experience. And I've got to observe some of the other sessions while I've been there and have thoroughly enjoyed it. They've built a brilliant community. I'll pop a referral code link to Atomicon in the show notes if you want to check it out for yourself. I do thoroughly recommend attending. It's awesome. Anyway, I had them on the show, was asking them how they'd got inspired, where is that all coming from? And they told me that they get their inspiration from going to other conferences and events. And part of their strategy was to go to different conferences and events around the world. And that is what is expanding their thinking around conferencing, because traditionally in the UK, they can be a bit stuffy, I guess, or certainly follow a similar formula, which is what Atomicon does not do. So they got this idea for Atomicon from going to all these conferences. And I said to them, where should I be going, having never been to a conference outside the UK? And they were like, oh, why didn't you come to Social Media Marketing World with us next year? It's in San Diego in March. I was like, yep, okay, I'll book. Literally booked it, and there we go. March 2025 comes around and I'm off to San Diego. And what an experience it was, apart from getting really sick on the first day. That was not fun. But it was a quick bug, I got over it, and the conference started on the Sunday and it was full on, loads of content, loads of new thinking around different social media channels and email marketing and AI. Really, really, really enjoyed it. One of many notes that I took was to explore the newsletter feature on LinkedIn. Now, some of you listening may be all over this already. If so, awesome. And some of you may have explored it as a company feature for a company page on LinkedIn. But I wanted to look at it from a personal page, because for me, the personal pages for all of us are always going to do better than our company pages. So we've got to make the most of that, actually, and really go in on the features that are available to us and have a go. So I did learn a little bit about LinkedIn newsletters and got to see some of the analytics behind it from the presenter that was talking to us all about it. And like I say, it made me want to go back and do it. In fact, I was so excited to try out this feature that I was literally at the stopover at Heathrow. So I'd flown from San Diego back to Heathrow. Had about 5 hours sitting in Heathrow Airport before being able to get the flight back up to Newcastle, and thought, I'm just going to write a newsletter, as you do. You will find, in fact, I will also put the link to my LinkedIn profile in the show notes. Hopefully we're already connected, but do go and have a little snoop. Go and see what's going on. I think by the point this comes out, I would imagine I will have 4 newsletters, so a few for you to work your way through and have a little look to see what I've been doing. But let me just talk you through them and talk you through the numbers, because let's face it, it's the numbers that are always a bit interesting. As well as setting up this newsletter and writing it, I took some inspiration from another session that I attended at the conference, which was about email marketing. So I was thinking about what kind of subject titles do better and how to hook people in so that they want to open it in the first place. So I'm kind of combining the two of these learnings in one thing. So my first newsletter, which I published from the airport, started off, the subject line has got the eyes emoji, because apparently emojis are quite good to start your newsletters off with, which I know that's going to be a bit cringe for some people, probably a bit cringe for me, but apparently it works. So we're trying these things out, right? I then had the word exclusive in capital letters, because again, that is something that performs well in email newsletter marketing. So exclusive content here, why I'm finally doing this, and a picture of email marketing guy at the conference doing his thing. I set the scene around the fact that I'm doing this because I'm sat in the airport and I've come back from the conference and I'm feeling inspired. I then go on to talk about what you can expect, what the biggest takeaway from the trip was, and then a bit of a call to action at the end, you know, what topics do people want to see? P.S. if you haven't already, hit subscribe so that you're not going to miss out on future editions. That was my format. I found it really easy. As someone that is really technically challenged, I found it really easy to set it up. I found it really intuitive to put breaks between the content, to bold certain words. You can use emojis in there to make it a bit more skimmable. So all of that stuff worked really well. The thing that I don't love, although I can see why it is set up in this way, is that when you then go to publish it, LinkedIn makes you do a post about it. And the post will have the link to the newsletter with whatever picture it is, and it looks a bit crappy. So I don't love that, because from a LinkedIn content perspective, it doesn't catch the eye, it looks a bit rubbish, and it is definitely not something that's going to get loads of likes in your main news feed. So my ego takes a bit of a hit when the newsletter comes out, in the sense that those posts aren't doing really well. But I'm prepared to accept that, because the further benefits are good. So what happened is I hit publish on that. What I think has happened, and if you are connected to me on LinkedIn, you can give me an update on this, is I think that it appeared in a lot of people's news feeds with the very clear subscribe button, and people started subscribing. I also think that it sends new people that connect with me or follow me an invitation to subscribe to the newsletter. So I think that happens automatically now when someone connects with me. So that is interesting. And then I have a feeling that it sent some people, but not everybody, an invitation to subscribe to the newsletter. This is LinkedIn's way of trying to give me a bit of a boost and a bit of encouragement to stick at it with newsletters and to create the content. What that then meant was I was doing this frantic refreshing at Heathrow Airport to see the numbers go up, because it was so fascinating watching this happen in real time. I got, and in fact, this was the second newsletter edition, was talking about what actually happened, because I got 549 people signed up to the newsletter in the first hour. Now, I think that's a lot. If you have a mailing list for you or for your business, to get 549 signups to your mailing list in an hour, I think is quite hard. I think even if you were speaking at an event and that was your call to action, hey, sign up for my mailing list, how many people would you have to have in the audience for them to actively go and sign up to your mailing list? I reckon it would have to be thousands, like absolute thousands. So really, really interesting that that was how many signed up. We're in, what, week 3 now of the newsletter? And at the time of this recording, I've, like I say, published 3 editions, and a little bit sneaky as well, because the first one at the airport was the Friday. I then published another one on the Monday, and then I've published another one this Monday. So 3 in total, but less than the 3 weeks it's been going. And I've got 2,148 subscribers. How cool is that? I think that is a really substantial number. And when someone opts in to subscribe to your newsletter, they are going to receive it in a few different ways. So potentially they might just get it as a notification. Hey, Sophie's published a newsletter. Do you want to click on and read it? They might see it in my news feed because of that crappy post that I have to publish to be able to get the newsletter live. Or they might, and this is where the gold, I think, comes, have opted in to receive the email version of the newsletter as well. So they then get an email into their main primary email channel that they've used to join up to LinkedIn. and they will get the newsletter emailed to them, and it gives them the chance to click through as well. So I think that's really valuable and very, very interesting. This is where I think the magic is happening, because a lot of people are getting to see the content. Let's delve in a bit more to these stats, okay? So obviously I only have access to the stats as the author or the publisher or the content creator or whatever it is that we want to call ourselves. So that first one, I don't think did go out as an email because it was the first one. In fact, I know it didn't, because when I click into newsletters, and as always, blimmin' hard to find these stats because they're not in your analytics dashboard, of course, because that would be too simple, LinkedIn, wouldn't it? So instead, to find these analytics, you go to your homepage and then you look for newsletters down the left-hand side. You then click through and you need to click onto each newsletter individually to look at your stats. And then what it will give you along the top is an option to edit the article, view stats, or view the post itself. So I'm going on to view stats, which is the middle option at the top of the bar, and then it's giving me the analytics. An interesting feature as well is it gives me the opportunity on the right hand side to export this data in Excel as well. So that is pretty cool if you're going to geek out on analytics for newsletters. Why not? The data it's given me, as I said, it didn't email out people for this first one, but it's telling me that that first newsletter got 3,679 impressions, decent. It reached 2,432 members. So I wonder what the difference is between that. So let's have a look. It tells us on LinkedIn that the impressions is the number of times that the post was shown on LinkedIn, and the members reached is the number of distinct members and pages that saw the post. So that is interesting. That is decent. That's decent. From that, we had 114 article views. Stat-wise, it doesn't give me any percentages on this. That doesn't feel huge, does it? So that must be, let me think about that. My maths is terrible. 5%, I reckon. About 5% of the members that saw the post, actually read the post, only 5% of them clicked through and read the article. Okay, so not amazing. And as I said, the posts themselves, they're not going to do very well. It got 37 reactions. Wow, bit rubbish. But let's look at edition two, because by this point, it has been emailed out to people. And this is where things get a little bit more interesting. Edition two, I have called this one 549 in an hour. Is this what fame feels like? So catchy title. I've got a picture from a recent podcast recording that I did with Dan Kelsall and Lewis Kemp. And I'm talking about what happened and how wild the newsletter was with this 549 subscribers in the first hour. So talking about that. And then I'm doing a little plug for the podcast episode with Dan Kelsall. I've been able to put in a video clip in there. So this is where you can be quite creative. You can add images, you can add videos, you can also add links. So I've actually been able to put in the main body of the email links to the podcast on Apple, Spotify, and YouTube. And I do think this is interesting because I normally advise people not to put links to things like podcasts in the body of their LinkedIn posts, because LinkedIn will penalize you on the reach of those. But this doesn't seem to have happened in the newsletter feature. So again, interesting. I've then done the whole hit subscribe now thing again, just to remind people. So let's look at the stats this time, now that we know that it's started to be emailed out to people. So the stats are higher. We have 5,088 impressions, 3,623 members reached. If we break that down to the performance on the article itself, we have 867 article views, and that is significantly higher, isn't it? Because did I say 113 the first time? So huge, huge increase. Now, I think this is due to these email sends, because what it has done is sent the article, the newsletter. It's interchangeable, this word. It's a bit frustrating, actually, because it's a newsletter, but they're calling it an article. It confuses me a little. So they've sent this out to 1,113 people, and this one got a 39% email open rate, which I know is decent. So pretty pleased with that. Let's have a look at the third one that came out this week at the time of recording and see how those numbers have changed again. This time, I've called it How LinkedIn Landed Me a Client Thanks to a Feature That No Longer Exists. So I was talking about the fact that cover videos, I really love the cover video, bit gutted, it doesn't exist anymore, but it doesn't, sad. And I was talking about how that once won me a client. And then included a few tips as to how you can stand out on LinkedIn without even using a cover video. Again, broke it down with some skimmable content, breaking it up with emojis, again asking them to subscribe, and also a little plug in my PS for the Mojo Writing Retreat. So there's some cool stuff in there. Right, and let's have a look at the stats this time. Again, the numbers are going up in terms of who's subscribing, so I guess each time that Monday post comes out, even though it's getting like 30 likes, 40 likes, it's still attracting subscribers, so there's still value in using that. So this time we've got 3,877 impressions and it's reached 2,789 members. The views are up again, so we've got 892 views, and this has come from, as I say, posting that post on the Monday, but also we now have a slight increase on the email sends. So this week it sent out 1,161 email sends, which then generated a 43% email open rate. So again, that is pretty decent. I think that's good. I think people would be happy with that kind of email open rate for their main newsletters. So that is pretty cool. It also, because I have a premium LinkedIn account at the moment, shows me who's viewed my profile since I published the newsletter, which might be interesting for some people if they're wanting to particularly follow up. So interesting. What have I learned so far around newsletters, or what are my thoughts on it? I think those stats are decent stats. I think there's something to work with. I think relative to the number of followers I have, I think I've got about 17,500 followers on LinkedIn. I think that's still a decent chunk of them that are seeing this content. I think it's another way to get visible in front of your audience. In fact, I had a call literally before I started recording this podcast from a headhunter who is keen for me to apply for a non-exec director role, whose comment was, God, I've seen you everywhere lately on LinkedIn. And I thought, interesting, because I'm still only posting a couple of times a week. But I think the newsletter is just another way of getting visible and getting into people's feeds. So really, really valuable from that visibility perspective. The other thing is going back to what I've got in the content this week on the newsletter around landing a client thanks to using the cover video feature from a couple of years back, is it's a feature that is underutilized. Not many people are using it. So again, you're just going to stand out for the right reasons, hopefully, because you're going to write some decent content. It is a good way of standing out again. And the other thing that I really like about it as well is if you go into your profile, then your newsletter is going to come up as one of your featured posts, and it will come up automatically as the most recent one. If you've got other ones, maybe if you haven't got any, it'll just pop up. And I think it looks good. I'm looking at mine now. It looks very punchy. It looks good against my other featured posts. And again, something that stands out. Not everyone has got this. However, what should you be wary of? You're going to have to be wary of the fact that you need to publish this fairly often. And if you say you're going to publish it weekly, that's what you should do, because otherwise you look flaky, you've not committed to something, you're going to be inconsistent. So this is something that is really important. And I think from memory, when I set it up, it gave you lots of different options. So if weekly is too often for you, Do it monthly. That's going to be a lot easier to commit to. And then maybe you build it up and you make it more frequent. But whatever you commit to, you've got to stick to that. And you're going to have to think about what you've got to say. Have you got enough to say? And these newsletters, they do not need to be long. They could be like two paragraphs. It doesn't have to be War and Peace. But I think it's getting those ideas down and having enough of them to be able to record this much content and being consistent, trying to get it out on the same day, same time. But that is easier said than done. And I talk about consistency a lot with content. I talk about consistency a lot with podcasting. This applies, okay? So if you're going to do it, commit to it and do it properly. So there we have it, newsletters. I think they're worth exploring, and hopefully a few of you will also.
Thank you for listening. If you're serious about growing your profile, take our free profile assessment quiz to see where you're at right now and get hints and tips on how to improve your score. You'll find the link to the quiz in the show notes. If you've enjoyed the episode, it would be mint if you'd subscribe, like, and leave a review. See you next Monday.